We begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Chav Zayin. Begin on an Aleph. Begin with Teis Divrei Masel. Teis begins the words of the Gemara. Nafkilei me oy beged. He learns it out from the extra word oy in oy beged. The time like learned a brisa beged v'chulu etc. Which Teis comes to explain that Abaye could also hold of this brisa. That is the Gemara brought that Abaye holds according to everybody that only a garment that semer pishtim is makabel tuma and not a garment from some other type of fabric. Rava held, no, that there's actually is a dispute between Rabbi Shimon Lazar and Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, a garment from other species, not Mekabel Tuma at all. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel holds not Mekabel Tuma at all. But that of Rabbi Shimon Lazar holds that it's going to be Mekabel Tuma when it's 3x3 Tzvachim. And that the Gemara explains that according to Rava, you learn this out from Oy Beged. That Oy is an extra word that comes to teach you that there is Tuma by other types of fabrics, at least if it's 3x3 tefachim. And the tiny, like the brisa, which is what a different masal taste is going on, that it says a beged, I would only know a beged by shleisha tefachim of tzemer pishtim. How do we know by other begodim? It says oy beged. From the extra word oy, we learn that other types of fabrics. Now, Pirsh Bekundra's Rashi explains, the loigers in the Tanya, we want you not have in the text the word the Tanya in the Brisa. As Rashi explains, the e-Brisa, if it's a Brisa, hechapol gabaya, how could Abaye disagree? And he explains, no, oy beged's come and teach something else. How could he say that if we have a Brisa clearly saying that it's regarding the halacha of shleisha tvachim by shar begadim? And not like the way he says it, that no one disagrees that shar begadim not makabel tuma. To which Taisa says, v'la pirchi, that's not a question to take out the gears of the Tanya. Because it says Taisus the Abaye, my the Abaye agrees the oy that the word oy also the rabbi shab begadim. He agrees it's coming to include other begadim for laws of tuma liidach tanda Rabbi Shmuel for the other tanda Rabbi Shmuel that the Gemara is going to bring later on this amid that learns out from the word oy beged that yes other begadim from other meanim are makabel tuma. Like Abaye himself says later on that he says that this tanda Rabbi Shmuel that we're quoting over here who holds that garments from other types are not makabel tuma at all, disagrees with the other Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that other garments from different types of fabrics are makabel tuma. Now, in actuality, says Taisus, that the brisa that the Gemara is bringing right now, this that we're saying to Tanya, v'hainu hahi brisa gufa del kaman, this is actually that Tanya Rabbi Shmuel that the Gemara is going to bring later on. And the Shekitza Rava, that Rava brings in the bridge part, that it's just the part that supports him. But therefore says Taisus, no, you don't have to take out the Tanya, because Abaye agrees to this. It's just going according to the other Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, but then Taisus says, if that's the case, so v'hadu kamal Abaye, so then why does the Gemara say that according to Abaye? And ask it as a question on him, hi, oy my overly, what does he do with it? What do you mean, what does he do with it? What do you mean? We just said that it's for the other Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, that learns out from the Pasuk of oy beged, that Abaye agrees to that Tana, which is the brisa being brought, that it's in Makabel Tumas Nagoyim. Says the Gemara, what the Gemara's question meant was, Haina libid Reb Shimon Elazar, the Hayech Tana Rebbe Shmuel, and the other Tana Rebbe Shmuel, which according to Abaye, both of them hold that all of the garments from different fabrics are not Makabel Tumas, that the Gemara's asking, according to Abaye, in his opinion of those Tanaim, what are they going to do with this extra word I beg it? But you're right, says Taisus, Aval Idach Tana Rebbe Shmuel, also, Abaye would agree that the oy is l'rabbi shabbat godim is coming to include other garments. I fill the shalosh al shalosh even for 3x3 etzbois, because Bishul Elik we previously explained, which was enough chavav mebeis der maschel Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Which yeah, Abaye agrees to that, and therefore you don't have to take out the Tanya. Abaye could still say his interpretation. Just this, the Tanya is like the other Tana, the Rebbe Shmuel. Now, as this is supposed to be in brackets, l'rava according to Rava. He says later on in the Gemara, the Idach Tan Rebbe Shmuel, that the other Tan Rebbe Shmuel, Loi Mar B'Shar B'Godim, does not include other garments. That is Mekabel Tumah El L'Shleisha Al Shleisha, only for 3x3 Tfachim, Loi Mapek Haitana de Rebbe Shmuel, Me'idach. He doesn't hold that one, the Tan Rebbe Shmuel, is coming to exclude from the other one. Because also the other one holds that a garment of 3x3 Tfachim from other types are Mekabel Tumah. But one thing continues Taisus, and this is where the end of the brackets are. The truth is, the Gemara could have then asked the same question, Rava, hi, oi. Meaning, as we explained, the question the Gemara asked on Abaye, what are you going to do with oi? It's not really a question on Abaye. And therefore, you don't have to take out the Tanya. He agrees that that's contingent on this machlekes of the Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, which Abaye holds is a machlekes, Rava does not hold. Rava holds that saying the same thing. But the question at this point, the Gemara could have asked, Rava, hi, oi. Lahach Tan Rebbe Shmuel, For the Tan Rebbe Shmuel that holds that other garments are not makabel tama, my Ovid Le, what does he do with the eye? Because as Tais explains, Le Pliga by Rava, Rava and Abaya don't disagree. El Libid Reb Shimon the Lazar. The Homach Lakis was Reb Shimon the Lazar. What does he hold regarding Shleisha Shleisha Tfachim by Shar Begadim? But according to Tan Rebbe Shmuel, they don't disagree. According to both them, Tan Rebbe Shmuel is clearly, he says straight up, that other Begadim are not makabel tama. So if so, even according to Rava, according to Tan Rebbe Shmuel over here, it's difficult. What does he do with eye Begad? Because it's not coming to include Shar Begadim. And as Taisa says, Kamisha Darish Abaya, and just like Abaya expounds, that, oh, what do you do with Oybeged, according to Bisham Laz Tan Bishmol, Kain Sorch Lemidjash Rav, Rav would have to say the same thing, Aliba Tan Bishmol Dahacha, and therefore essentially that's, Taisa does not really answer that. He says, really, the Gemara could have asked, and not just Abaya, could have asked the same question on Rav, what is he going to do according to the same Tan Bishmol, the first one, about what does he do with Oybeged, and he'll have to say the same answer that Abaya says in the Gemara. Next Taisa Maschal Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Tamalaymer. That's what the Pasuk teaches us, oy beged, with the extra word oy. Taisis wonders, we actually learned out a different teaching from this Pasuk. That is, Gemara brought the Brisa that we learn out from the extra word oy beged, that it says by the Tumah of Shatzim, that it's for all Tumahs, that there's going to be a Tumah of 3 by 3 Tvachim, even by other types of garments from different types of fabrics, and it's not specifically Tamar Pishtim. That's what we learn from oy beged, supporting Rava. Now, Taim, it's a wonder, says Taisa Lekamonda Paragba Me'isha Yetza. The Gemara later on of Samal Gimel and Beis Darshinim Oy Beged. From this same exact words of the Pasuk of Oy Beged, the Gemara expounds the Arig Kol Shu Tame, that a woven garment, even though whatever small amount of it being woven, is Makabal Tama. So the question is, how are we expounding from this Pasuk regarding other garments? 3x3 Tfachim is Makabal Tama, if what we're learning out from here is the Halach of Arig Kol Shuhu, not other Begadim of 3x3 Tfachim. Now, if you're going to say shkulim heim, yeah, that since both of them are logically are equivalent in learning out from the Reba of Oy Beged, and therefore, as the Gemara says many times, v'yavoyish name, therefore we learn out both of them from the same words of the Pasuk, but still says Taisim mikamokim, but still. Because ki parach, when the Gemara asks, v'abaya, hi Oy Beged, oh, according to him, that he doesn't make this drasha to include shleisha shleisha b'shar begodim, because he holds no. Shar begodim not makabel tama. So the Gemara wonders. So then, my Abba, what does he do with Oy Beged? What do you mean? Lema say the itzruch la'arik kol shu, because that's the drush that the Gemara brings later on. Perek by Meisha Yaitza that from Oy you learn Oy Beged you learn that that a woven thing even whatever small amount is makabel tama. So that would still be difficult. Why? What are you asking? What does he do with it? We know what we learn now from Oy Beged. We learn the arik kol shu. Now it says Taisa v'afilim nimchik shem svarim. Even if you're going to delete from there in the text. That the chasa ben oy beged, that it's learned out from the pasuk of oy beged, and instead of benigris, you'll have the girsa, the yalef ma oy beged pishtim, you'll learn it from a different pasuk that says by the tuma of the chasiv gam negum, this is by the tuma of negayim, and not this pasuk that we're bringing over here, and therefore it's not difficult, but says, taisis hanich le rava. That would only work out well according to rava, the yalef shratzim negayim. That he learns the tumas of shratzim from the tuma of negayim, al did the gali rachmana, like we mentioned in the previous taisis, like through the fact that the Torah revealed to you in one place. So you could learn old Tumas from there. So therefore, v'hua din le'inyarik. So you understand that the same thing would apply for the halacha of something that's woven, even that's a kolshu. You could learn it from the pasuk of Tumas Nagayim to old Tumas, that's Makabal Tumas, which what the Gemara is coming to tell you over there. But Elabai, but according to Abai, that he learns out from Oy Beged, that it says Tumas Shratzim, to include 3x3 it's bayis, that's Makabal Tumas Shratzim, meaning because he does not learn out Shratzim from the Gayim. So Michael, remember, what are you going to say? How are you going to learn out the halacha of our kolshu and Tamim b'chol Tumas if the only other pasuk we're going to have to answer the question is written by the Gayim? You cannot learn out other Tumas like Shratzim from the Gayim. And therefore, Taisa doesn't answer the question. How do we understand that he was saying Oy Beged is coming to include Gimel al Gimel by the laws of Shratzim, and there it seems to include it for Arab culture. The next taste of Masal Taz begins the words of the Gemara. Mal and the Goyim, what are you going to compare? And the Goyim is more stringent. Shekain, Shasi, Arav Tamimban, we find that even threads, the warp and the wet threads, are Makabal Tamim, which Taisis explains what the Gemara's Pircha is. And that is, the Gemara brings that Abaya holds. That you cannot learn out Tumah Shratzim from Tumah of Negoyim for the halacha 3x3, and therefore it has to say separate pasuk by the Shratzim. Why? Because since by Negoyim there's a stringency that even the threads which weren't even woven are Makabel Tumah, and therefore has the halacha of Gimel Gimel. But as Taisa says, what Abai is coming to say, B'Shratzim Loi, but by the Tumah of Shratzim, no, we wouldn't say that threads are Makabel Tumah, with threads are not Makabel Tumah, and it's only a woven garment. And therefore, we would have said that maybe Gimel Gimel Etzbayis is not Makabel Tumah. Therefore, you need a separate limit by Shratzim. What do you know that by Shratzim it's not Mekabotama by just threads? Because the Amma beperek b'meisha. Divin the Rashi, who learns from the word Begid, he brings a raya from a Gemara later in the Samach Talam and Aleph. Yachal Shani Mar Besachavon Besamashich. The Gemara says you would think that the Tumah of Shratzim, what would Mekabel Tumah, would be by ropes and different types of cords. Tamalim is sack. That's what Pasuk teaches. By the Tumah of Shratzim, it says either a garment or leather or a sackcloth. Now, what do we learn from there? Masak, just like a sackcloth. Taviva Arig is spun and woven. I've called Taviva Arig also any garment that's Mekabel Tumah, specifically if it's spun and woven to a garment, which that excludes threads, which weren't woven yet, which are not Mekabel Tumah by Sheretz. And therefore, that's why we would think maybe you cannot learn out Sheretz from that of Negoim. And therefore, that Gimel Gimel would not be Mekabel Tumah. There we have to say a separate limud from by Shratzim, you cannot learn out from the Goyim, as our Taisa of Masl is coming to explain. Here next Taisa of Masl says, begins the words of the Gemara, Isa Gedaitach Negoim Chamiri. What? Rava says to Abai, what? If you think that Negoim is the most stringent, which Taisa comes to explain, what is the rejection of Rava? That is because, like we mentioned before, that Abai was saying that no, you cannot learn out from Oy Beged to other Begadim, because you need Oy Beged to teach you the law of Gimel Gimel. Gimel Gimel, you already have the Halacha ben Negoim. Yeah, says Abai, you cannot learn out Shratzim from the Goyim. Which Rava then responds and he says, what do you mean? As the words of Taisa saying, if you think the Goyim Chamir, then say it by Shratzim and learn out the Goyim from Shratzim. Taisa explains, no, Havadim most definitely, Rava would agree, the Goyim Chamir. Of course, the Goyim are more stringent than the Tumah of Shratzim, as it's self evident. Ella, Mefar Sharam, the Ram explains, Zachakim, and this is what Rava was telling Tabai. He wasn't saying if you're saying the gum is chamer, isa gedaitach the amid. If it's like you're trying to say that the pasuk of the oy beged, which it says by shratzim, is coming to be l'rabbis gimel gimel, is coming to include 3x3 etzbeis b'tzemer pishtim des mekabel tumah by shratzim. If so, like he says, then let the pasuk say the halach of gimel gimel etzbeis is mekabel tumah by shratzim akal, as the words are supposed to be added onto taisus and lacing the goyim minayu, and then you learn the goyim from there. The Hanagoyim Chamiri, because Nagoyim are more stringent. And then you could learn Nagoyim from Shratzim, which is more lenient, which if over there has Gimel Gimel Tzboyz, for sure by Nagoyim it's going to have Gimel Gimel Tzboyz. From the fact that you don't say it by Shratzim and learn it to Nagoyim, obviously, because actually, and even though you could, so obviously the limit is by Nagoyim, and by Shratzim you're learning out the halacha of Gimel Gimel Tzvachim for Shabbat Gadim. But when he's saying Iso Gedech Nagoyim Chamiri, it's not on those words, on the end of the concept. If you think that's more stringent, and therefore you didn't say it, and therefore you're not, you have to say by Shratzim, then say by Shratzim and learn the Negoim from there. But he's not saying Isa Gedetich on the Negoim Chamir, because Rav agrees that the Negoim is more stringent. Turn next to Devar Maskel. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Shekein Metame Bekadasha, because it conveys Tumah, it has the law of Tumah by the size of a lentil. Taisa comes to explain this teaching of Gimel Gimel, and also regarding the measurement of lentils, which, again, Abai had said that Oy Beged by Shratzim is coming to teach the law of Gimel Gimel Tzboyz by Tzemer Peshtim, but that's Mekabel Tumah by Shratzim. And you can't learn that from the Goyim, because, like we said, the Goyim is more stringent because it has Shasi Be'erv. And the Rabbi says, then why can't you learn out the Goyim from Shratzim? So Abai says, no, because Shratzim has a stringency, because it has a small share of even just an adash of a lentil, whereas Nagoyim requires a larger share of kegris, so therefore you can't learn that one from either one. Now, Taisa points out, Rava Avagav the Pircha Gemurhi, although Abai has a good point, that definitely is a flaw, so what's Rava's disagreement with Abai? Abai seemingly has a good comeback. So says Taisa, Lei Chashav Lei, no, Rava does not consider that as a problem, the fact that this quote is Pircha, because the Lei Havei Legila Mil Saba'ama. The whole concept we're talking about, if Gimel or Gimel Tzboy is Mekabel Tumah or not, is just what's called revealing a fact. The Gullirach, it's not a limud really, it's just a revelation. The Gullirach Mon Ben Negoim, the Torah already reveals to you by the laws of Negoim. The Gimel, Gimel Kor, Beged, B'tzem HaPishtim, the 3x3 Tzboy is considered Beged by Tzem HaPishtim. But the same thing would apply by Shratzim. And therefore, you already know this concept, and therefore it's not really learning out one from the other to say, oh, that's a stringency. Because we don't really, not really learning out. It's just that what's the definition? When it says Beged, what does that include? So by Negoim, we already told you, includes Gimel Gimel Tzboyz, and we know the Bishratzim, and therefore, although each one has a Chumrah, Rav is not really bothered by that, and therefore, that's not a refutation of Rav. Now, the Hiksha Rav, Rabbi Yaakov Mikorvail HaKadosh, the holy Rabbi Yaakov from Kavel, he asked the following question. He says, but the name of Kavochem Ahachi, But why can't the Kal V'chomer be as follows? Masha siva erev, if these warp and web threads, the tar b'shratzim, there's no halacha of tuma regarding shratzim, because there's only by negayim that the Torah tells you that chiddush. And yet, tami b'negayim, it's makabal tuma by negam. So gimel, so 3x3 finger breadths. So tami b'shratzim, which is makabal tuma by shratzim, which you tell me you have a pasuk for. So ain't it din shetam b'negayim? So isn't it kal v'chomer tami b'negayim? In other words, Abayi was saying, as our Devar Masel is going on, that no, you cannot learn out Negoim from Sheretz, because Shiratzim has a stringency. But why can't you say the following Kavachem, which doesn't have that stringency, is not learning out from Sheretz, we're going to be learning out from the Shasiva Erev part. And therefore, you should be able to have a Kavachemer. So, Taisa said, what you could say is, no, it wouldn't be a good Kavachemer, because the Kelim Yechichu, vessels would disprove this Kavachemer. Shemitam b'shratzim, because it is makabel tuma from a sheretz, but v'lebin the gaim, a kli that's not leather is not makabel tuma as from an egger. So therefore, avani evi gimel gimel. So therefore, I could say the same thing regarding gimel gimel's boys. That yes, it applies by shratzim and not by the gaim. So therefore, it wouldn't be a good kabel chaimer to necessarily say that you would know regarding that of the gaim. Now, Bechita, maybe you're going to say, wait a second, that's not a refutation of the kabel chaimer, because malakim, what do you find by kalim? Shekein imatami, yeah, it's not makabel tuma. But the ein nasin oil hames b'mechubet also does not become a law of a oil over a dead person when it's attached to the ground, which the Gemara is going to tell us later on. And Amid Beis, the only one that's like as the oil itself, the tent itself that becomes tummy when it's attached to the ground, there's only pishtun, there's only linen, but all other kalim are not going to be kabel tuma from a nega. So whereas by a garment that's 3x3 tzbayis, where it is applicable to halach of oil. So then it would be makabel tuma in the gum. So that's different. That's not a refutation, because kalim is an exception. So on that says Taisis, no, because actually the gimel gimel nami, actually a garment of 3x3 finger breadths, also a nasa oil, it also does not become an oil. So that's not like something that is a bigger flaw by kalim. In other words, you would still be able to use kalim as a refutation to say the fact that it's a nasa oil wouldn't say that it's an exception, because gimel gimel, which you're coming to learn from, is also the same thing. It's also a nasa oil. It also does not become oil, given the less by pesach tefach. It does not have a width of a tefach, which that's the minimum measurement of being having the shear of an oil. So therefore, that wouldn't be a flaw in the refutation of kalim. And again, therefore, that's not a good kavochem, as Tais is asking. Or inami, another approach is sakichich. A sackcloth would disprove this kavochem they were trying to make, because a sackcloth could become oil, and still it's not makabel tuma as a nega. So therefore, you could say the same thing regarding gimel gimel, that yes, even though it's applicable that it could be an oil, and it applies by shratzim, it's not mitam ben negayim. Or inami, you could say that beged tzavu, a colored garment, or beged nachri, or a non-Jew's garment, is also yechid. It could also disprove kashet tami b'shratzim, then makabel tuma as from shratzim, v'lo ben negayim, and not from negayim, because amitai is kind of like the Taz kind of explains, which it does not apply to a colored garment or to that of a nachri. And so therefore, you could say the same thing by gimel gimel's boys, that though it's makabel tuma from shratzim, you could say it's not makabel tuma from negayim, and therefore that would refute the kabel chaimer, which we would learn now from shasi b'ayir. But Taisis asked a different question. Mim tami begin to say, the halacha mashma here in our sugya, it sounds like the adash have a pachas mikigris, that a lentil is smaller than that of a gris, which is a certain type of a bean. How do we know this? From the fact that this is what Abai was saying. He says, no, you can't learn out negoim from shratzim, even though negoim is more stringent than shratzim on one hand. Shratzim is most of it negoim on the other hand, because makabel tuma with the smaller measurement of a lentil, negoim is only with the larger share of a gris. Now, v'teimel ri, however, the ri wonders, because b'psachim b'reshel dvarim on daf samach zayin m'beizim sechim psachim come, the Gemara tells us the following calculation. The Gemara tells us mitzayra chomer mibalkeri. The laws of mitzayra, a person that has negative tzaras on his body, is more severe than a person that had that's a balkeri, that had a certain seminal emission. Why? How do we see mitzayra is more severe? Shekin toin pri or prima, because a Metzayra has to let his hair grow long, he has to tear his garments, which does not apply to Balkari. On that, as the Gemara Adrabah, to the contrary, Balkari Chamer, we find the stringency by Balkari, Shekim Metame B'mashu, where whatever, however small the carry was, he becomes Tame, in contrast to by Metzayra, he's Tame only if the Negatras is the size of a gris, of a bean. Says the Gemara, no, Savalik Reb Nos, that's not difficult, because this opinion holds a Reb Nos. And the Amar that he says, Kechasim is Pe'am, it's not true, it's not enough to have any amount of carry. It has to be enough that it could seal off the opening of the male member. That's the measurement for to become a Balkari. So says Taisa, Mashmit sounds like, The chasim is pe'amo, the amount of keri that could seal the opening, the orifice of the male member, is lehava pachas mikagris. That's not less than that of a bin, because you tell me that a balkeri is more kal than a mitzayr. And a balkeri is mekabel tumah, meaning to say a larger shiv than that of mitzayr, which is that of a gris. So it sounds like that the opening of the male member is larger than that of a gris. Now, the difficulty is, earlier in the Gemara says over there that zav chama misheretz, that a zav, who is a man that has a different discharge from his male member, is more severe, that tumah, than that of becoming tumah from misheretz. Why? Shekin tumah yotzei lav megufay, because the tumah of zav is something that's a discharge from his own body. Whereas it's not the case when you become tumah from misheretz. Now, says Taisus, v'ika dosha v'pachas migris, if, as our Gemara is saying, that a lentil is a smaller measurement than that of the bean, then by default, obviously, it's also smaller than umechasim is piyamo, than the opening of the male member, because we just said that the gris is less than chasim is piyamo. Now, if a dasha is less than the gris, it's obviously less than chasim is piyamo, then lifrich the Gemara should ask, wait a second, how can you say zav is more chama than sheretz? You could say, no, mala, sheretz, what do we find this stringency by sheretz, that it's actually more severe than the mitzayra, shekin mitamen bekadosha, because it conveys to the size of a lentil, which, it's less than that of mitzayra, because mitzayra is only with the larger shear, that of a, something that's larger than a gris, which is some, that we're saying that mitzayra is only by a gris, which is larger, because we're saying that a lentil is less than the gris, and the gris is less than the chasimus piyama. So then, the Gemara should have asked that we find by a sheretz that it's mitam mekadosha. So that's the difficulty that we have, that it seemingly seems like the opposite of what we say in our Gemara. But says Taisus, miu, however, iloy mishmaite, if not for our sugya over here, which we're proving the contradiction that our Gemara sounds like that a lentil is less than the gris. The Gemara there makes it sound like that a gris is less than a lentil. If not for the contradiction of the sugyas, misvara, based on logic, which our own eyes see, that's, what do you mean? Obviously a lentil is less than the size of a bean, says no. But from logic, in lahakshas, we wouldn't ask on the Gemara over there to say, wait a second, how can you say this, that a mitzar is more chomer, a sheretz is more chomer, that's metama de shira of a dasha, which is smaller than that of a gris, and the chasim is pi'ama. Why? Why isn't that a question we could ask from our own logic? Why do we need to ask from another Gemara? Because Deklamim, you could say the kadasha shi'ava, a lentil that's thick, kidmiradidla. When you smash the thickness and you thin it out, haverachavatvei migris. You could say that's actually wider than that of a bean. So based on our own logic, we wouldn't ask the question, but based on the contradiction of the sugis, we have a question. Which Taisa had a question. First, that we should say a kavachaymer. Not like what Abai was saying, that you could learn now from the threads of Shasiv Arav, which are Tar Beshrats and Metam in the Goyim. So therefore, we see that Negoyim is more severe, then we should say 3x3, that's Tami Beshrats, and for sure should be Tami by Negoyim. So what do you need a Pasuk for? And that Taisa says that no Kalim Yechichu, which Mekabot Tom Beshratzim, but not by Negoyim. But then Taisa remained with a question, because in our Sugi it sounds like that the Shir of Adasha is less than the gris, and Pesachim is mashma that it's more than the gris. The next test, the Maskel test, begins with the words of the Gemara. Minayin l'rab is tzemer gemal. From where do we know to include the wool of camels? Taisa comes to explain, because that's not included in the tzemer that we're talking about. And that is, the Gemara said in the Braisa, Tanberi Shmol, from the Pasuk of Oy Beged, we come to include tzemer gemalin, tzemer novim, all these different types of fabrics. Places wonders, Vim Tiff, you're going to say, as our Divin Maskel is going on, Tzemer Gemalim, the wool of camels, Amai Lahav B'chol Tzemer, why isn't it, quote, wool? Matzarech Reba, why do you need to have that included in the Oy Beged? So Vyashemite says, what you can say is, the Stam Tzemer, when we have an unspecified, when it says in the Torah, wool, who shall kavasim, that's from lambs, Amshal Gemalim, from camels, Laikri Tzemer Stam, that's not called in the Torah when it says Tzemer, wool. It's called specifically the wool of camels. And also all other types of wools from different creatures. And since they have a secondary name to them, it's a chriba, therefore you need to have an inclusionary terminology to include them. Kedam ve'ele treifas, like the Gemara says, a similar idea in Chulin of Samach Beis and Mabeis. When we talk about in the Torah that you have to use an Ezev, the Gemara tells us, v'lo Ezev Kuchalis, although that's also Ezev, but it has a secondary name of Kuchalis, therefore that wouldn't be included. That's the same thing we're saying over here, that you need a special Reba to include Samach Gemal. Then next Tais de Masl, that's against the words of the Gemara, b'neitzah shel Ezev. Which Tais can explain, why do you need a special Reboi for the Neitzah of the Ezev? And that is, again, like we said, that we quoted the Brice of Tanya Bishmol, that from Oy Begut comes to include all these other fabrics, one of them being Neitzah shel Ezev. On that, says Tais, it's a wonder, Ma'itzah Reboi l'Neitzah shel Ezev, why do you need a Reboi for the wool pieces that you pull up the goat? But in the pasuk that we're coming to include the halacha of tumah b'shratzim, it says explicitly over there, sack, a sackcloth. Now, the sack of medaver habam and izim, the sackcloth is from something that comes from goats. Like the Gemara is obvious later on the Samach Daman Av. So, if that's the case, why do you need a ribui for the tumah b'shratzim from my beged if you know it's from sack that it says there in the pasuk? So, the Tirtzri, the re-answers, he says, because the sack have a min hasar shal izim. The sackcloth is made from the actual hair of the goats. Bahi mikri sar, that's called the here. That's why we use the words the sar shalizim. But v'loy noitza, that's not the noitza, because the min hadak the ikri noitza. It's from the thinner parts of the surface of the goat. That's called noitza. That oisib begadim. That way they would make garments out of a loy sak and not the sackcloth. And v'ashem shemor to noitza. And since they pluck it, k'may noitza har tar nagaylin, which they don't shear it, they pluck it, korele noitza, that's why it's called noitza, and therefore that's why it's not included in sak, because it's actually a different element of the goat, and that's why we needed it to be included in the ribui of oy beged. Now, by Marie, he proves this, he says, because the chay mashm peg resh ages, sounds like this in the Gemara Chulin of Kavala Mazayin Menav, because the Gemara says over there, the resh is ages, which one of the chavdal matnas kuna, you have to give the first shearings to the kohen, in a noigel berchelim. So the Gemara says over there, it only applies to sheep, to lambs. Now, why? Because Damakra, the passage says, Rashi's gaze signs for the first of the shearings of your flock. Now, how do you know that means sheep? The Asi Giza Giza, we learn that Exer Shav in the word Giza, Migez Kivasa Yischamim, Pasik in Evelam and Aleph, which we see from there that we're talking about a garment that's made from the shearings of the lambs. That's how you get warmed up. It's specifically what type of animal do you get warmed up from its shearings? It's that of a lamb. So that's how we know that Rashi's gaze applies to Rechelim, to sheep. Now, Parachas, and the Gemara asks over there, why are you learning off from this pasuk in the year? You should learn a gezer shava from the laws of the firstborn, which also mentions the firstborn animal, which also mentions giza. And one of the types of bechayim that you have to give to the kohen is also oxen. So maybe the laws of Rish Lakish should apply to oxen too. And that says the Gemara. Amakrono, the pasuk says titin loy. That pasuk of Rish Lakish says you should give to him, meaning for him to wear as a garment, but leila sake, and not just for his sackcloth, because the shearings of oxen is only fit to make a sack and not to make a garment out of it. On that, a parak the Gemara asks, well, then neitzah shel izim l'chayiv, so then the pluckings of the goat should be obligated in reish tageiz, because that you do make a garment and to wear on the body and not just a sackcloth. Oh, says the Ri, Amos, so you see that neitzah lehavi b'chlal sack. You see, we already said sack is not included. It's leib leila sake. So what are you asking? You should include neitzah shel izim? Because obviously the pluckings of the goat is not included in sak, and again that's like what the Ri had answered, that the you cannot include the neitzah shel izim from what it says in the pasuk explicitly sak, rather had to be included from the riba of oy beged. The next text, the Masl Tes, begins the words of the Gemara, Hadbe Rava Mahi. Rava retracted from that statement, which Tes comes to explain. Then what is the Tanya Rav Shmuel mean when he says af kol? That is, the Gemara brought that Abaye held that the Tanya Rav Shmuel over here that says that garments from other fabrics are going to be mekabel tumas nagayim disagrees with the prior Tanya Rav Shmuel that says that it's not going to be mekabel tumas nagayim. Now Rava says that no, actually Tanya Rav Shmuel over here, which says that it's mekabel tumas by gimel al gimel, tefachim is the same as the other Tanya Rav Shmuel. Now, that the Gemara asked, what do you mean? Rav himself had previously explained that this was exactly the point, unlike Abaye previously, that's the machlokes Rav Shmuel laws of Tanya Rav Shmuel, if 3x3 tefachim by other garments, mekabel tumah or not. That Rav Shmuel laws, well, he said, was the one that holds it is. Tanya Rav Shmuel was the one that held it not. So how are you saying that this Tanya Rav Shmuel is the same as the previous one? So that the Gemara answers as a different Maskel Tais is going on, that, oh, Rav retracted from what he had previously said. So Tais explains why. Because the Mishum Shalayach Lekahu Tan Rav Shmuel Ahach, He didn't want a contradiction in the brises of this same yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. So how did Beimah he delay El? So therefore, Rabbi retracted from his prior statement. Not from the statement that he made over here, because the prior statement was contradictory, and he didn't want that. So therefore, he maintained the statement that he was saying over here, that was saying that they're saying the same thing. Tais explains, so it comes out Isle La Rava, that Rava holds that the Af Kol, that the Tana the Brais of Bishmo was saying, that we learn out that just like it says by the laws of Negoyim, it says Beged, and then it specifies referring to Temer Peshtim, so to everywhere. What's that everywhere that it's referring to Temer Peshtim? Tlasuya Shratzim is coming to include Shratzim in to say that just like by Negoyim it's only Temer Peshtim, so to even by other Tumas like Shratzim, it's only going to be Temer Peshtim, meaning regarding the laws of Gimel Gimel Etz Bais, which that we are excluding. Like we said, it's only Gimel Gimel Tfachim that we're going to include them, but by Gimel Gimel Etz Bais, that's what we're saying, that no, it's going to be that a law, even by Shratzim, only applies to Temer Peshtim. Now, but says Taisis, now, Vim Taima, we have the following question, because like we just said, Rava was ultimately able to explain the teaching of the Tana Be'er Bishmol. So the Bereish Yevamos, the problem is the Gemara in Yevamos, Abdal Mabez, says that Heicha Parach HaShas, the question is, how does the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos ask the question that it says about Tana Be'er Bishmol, I, the Bereish of the Yeshiva Be'er Bishmol, that says, wherever the Torah says Begodim, it means specifically Temer Pishtim, that Leslie the Rava, that does not hold of the teaching of Rava, of Ahi Da Konof Min Konof, of that the Gemara actually brings later on, of that regarding when it says the garment, it means from the same type of the garment itself. In other words, that a person has to put the tzitzit strings that are the same fabric as the garment that you're putting the tzitzit strings on, and that it doesn't make a difference what type of fabric. It's just that the tzitzit has to be the same type, and it doesn't have to be specifically Temer Pishtim. That says the Gemara comes out, the Tana Be'er Bishmol is not like that of Rava. The Tana Be'er Bishmol says specifically, Rava says in Torah, Beged, it means that it's Temer Pishtim. So therefore, that's not like Rava, who says, no, it doesn't have to be Temer Pishtim. Whatever type of the fabric is, and that is the Gemara, and that is Tesis, Manoli de Leslie. From where does the Gemara know that the Tana Be'er Bishmol does not hold like Rava? But her Rava is like, but what do we just explain in Tesis here? That Rava holds of this Tana Be'er Bishmol, because he says, the Av Kol, when Tana Be'er Bishmol says, that also everywhere it says Beged, it's going to mean Temer Pishtim, Koya Shratzim. That's going specifically on other laws of Tumah, like by Shratzim, that we're saying that it's going to be specifically when it's Gimel Gimel Tzbayis by Temer Pishtim, as Taisa explains. Meaning, what is Rav explaining? The Lav Av Kol, because if you didn't have the Tanya Rishmol's Av Kol, Havamin, I would have said the Mayri Gabi Shratzim B'chobogam, that actually, by the Tumah of Shratzim, it's actually by all garments. And V'oi, and what's V'ei coming to tell us? La Gimel Al Gimel, for 3x3, that it's Mekabel Tuma. Aval Hashta the Amar, but now the Tana Be'er Bishmol says Av Kol Temer Pishtim, anything wherever it says Beged, it means specifically wool and linen. So Itzrich Oy, you need Oy. Actually, what's it coming to teach us? Like Rava says, La Rabba Shleisha Shleisha B'Shabbat Godim, it's actually not coming to include the other begadim, yes, only for 3x3 tefachim by other garments. Aval shalish al shalish b'shav begadim loy, but 3x3 etzbayis by other garments, not. That was saying, no, that's going to be specifically temer pishtim. It's not going to be kabel tum by shratzim. But the difficulty is, so this halacha was saying that specifically temer pishtim is only saying in regard to the laws of shratzim, in regard to gimel gimel etzbayis. But regarding the laws of tzitzis, even Tanya Bishmol would hold that other types are obligated. So that's like Rava's teaching that we're going to bring later on the Gemara about Kanaf Ben Kanaf. Why is the Gemara there asking and saying that Tana Be'er Bishmol is not like Rava? So Tzeis V'Yishlem, what you could say is you're right. The Hasam Kama Liba Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak. There, the Gemara, when it was explaining that Tana Be'er Bishmol is not like Rava, was according to the interpretation of Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak. The Amma that he says the Gemara is going to bring later on Av Kol Asu Yitzitzis, that what does the Braisa of Tana Be'er Bishmol mean when it says also everywhere? When it says Beged, it means only Temer Pishtim. That's coming to include the laws of Tzitzis. Or the Hashtavadi, Leslie the Rava. Obviously, then Tanya Mishmol is not like Rava, who holds it's not specifically a garment of Beged Temer Pishtim. It could even be any garment, and that the Tzitzis is the same type as the garment. Because the Ihu, Rav himself, is Mechayiv, Shamin B'Tzitzis, other types are obligated. So you're right. It's not intrinsic in the teaching of Tanbir Shmuel that is not like Rava, because as we explained over here, Rava does explain an interpretation in Tanbir Shmuel where he says that both of them actually don't disagree. They both hold that 3x3 Tvachim is Makabal Tumma. It's 3x3, it's Bais that we say other Begadim are not Makabal Tumma. And that's what we're saying, that also everywhere, not only by the Gaon, but even by Shratzim, it's going to be only Temer Pishtim, and not by other garments. And therefore, Rava holds that it's not Afkol everywhere like by Tzitzis. Tzitzis doesn't have to be Temer Pishtim. But the Gemara over there was going specifically to Nachman Yitzchak, and that's not going to be like Rava's teaching. The next Tzitzis, the Masal Tzitzis, begins the words of the Gemara, Ella Rav, the Hadra Papa, the teaching of Rapapa is Bedusahi. It's erroneous. Which Tosfos explains that, according to the Gemara's conclusion, that it's not going af kol to include this of klai. Meaning, Rav Papa had said that the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, when he says af kol begid, what is that going on? That it has to be wherever it says begid semi pishtim. It's coming to include meaning regarding the laws of forbidden mixtures of garments, what we call klai. It's coming to tell you that the halach of klai is only af kol. Also over there, it's only by Temer Pishtim. The Gemara says, what do you mean, climb explicitly? The Torah tells us Temer Pishtim Yachtim. So the Gemara says, now I would have thought to say that it's specifically when you're wearing it, it's Temer Pishtim, but when you're just putting it over your body, then any two types of would be Aser and not only Temer Pishtim, to which the Gemara responds and says, if wearing the garment, were you having pleasure? And still it's only going to be forbidden only when it's wool and linen. So when you're just putting it over the body, you're not having so much benefit as wearing it. Obviously, it's not going to be that other fabrics are going to be permitted. So the Gemara concludes, as Tosfos Maskil says, you're right, Rav Papa Bedusi, it's an error. It's not a correct interpretation. But Tema Lari, the Ri's wonder is because the Bereshi Yivamis Mashman, the Gemara in the beginning of Yivamis over there, as recorded in the previous Tosfos in the same Gemara over there, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara tells that according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, that says, Af Kol, that also everywhere else. It's where the Torah mentions Beged. It means specifically Temer Pishtim, says the Gemara. You know what that's coming to include? Lasoyi Klayim. It's coming to include regarding the laws of forbidden mixture of garments. Why? Kiheche de lahavet Temer Pishtim. So that when the actual words, what do you mean you have to come to include Klayim? The Gemara there is addressing that same question. It says explicitly in there in the Pasuk, Temer Pishtim, that it says by this Klayim. Says the Gemara, no. That you know the Klayim, you know, learn from Afkol. So what? But doesn't it say explicitly Temer Pishtim? Yeah, but that is mufna. Those words, yeah, are superfluous. Those are extra, because it already says a beged, and we know from Afkol, from the Goyim, that everywhere it says beged, it means Temer Pishtim. So therefore, as we continue to Temet Beis, it's extra the word Temer Pishtim, lemidra smuchin. To actually darshan, to expound the fact that it's near the other pasuk of Gedilim Taslach, lahatur klein betzitzis, to permit klein by tzitzis. So that's why it says the extra word Temer Pishtim. You don't learn that from explicitly with Temer Pishtim. You know, because it says Beged. Why is it Temer Pishtim? To make it an extra word, to make the drush of the smuchan of the Pasha Tzitz right next to it. So then so Tais is bothered. So it's literally like what Rapapa says over here. So why is the Gemara conclude over here Rapapa Padusi? If the Gemara itself over there in the beginning of Amos says this, the same exact interpretation. So Tais, for some, what you could say is the Hainu, this that the Gemara says that Af Kol of the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is coming to include Klayim, that is Adulo Yada the Shatnes Lafnoye. That's only up until the Gemara knows that actually the extra word that we're darshan the smuchen from to tell you that Sitz is Mutab Klayim is actually from the extra word of Shatnes. Because Avu B'maskon, in the Gemara's conclusion, Damal Rabbanan, the Gemara says according to Rabbanan, that they hold Shatnes Lafnoye, that we actually learn it out from the extra word of Shatnes and not from the extra word Semer Pishtim. So Achinami, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, the same thing is the conclusion is according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, that we learn out the Smuchin from the extra word of Shatnes. So if so, so then you're back to the point. So with Semer Pishtim, that comes out that the word Semer Pishtim in the Pasuk, Legufayu also, are coming to tell you the Halach itself, that the Issa Shatnes by Semer Pishtim. And therefore you don't need Avkol, the limud from the Goyim, to teach you that Klayim is about Semer Pishtim, because the Pasuk explicitly says Semer Pishtim, and it's not extra, because the extra is learned out from the word Shatnes and not Semer Pishtim. So rather, it must be telling you regarding the laws of Tumah, that Semer Pishtim itself is only mitam of the Goyim, and not other fabrics, and therefore that's what the Gemara says, Rav Papa's answer is Bedusa. So it says, if you're going to say, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, but still we have a question as follows. According to Rishmo, Semer Pishtim Gabi Levishim become Makam Lomali. No, but still, why do you need the word Semer Pishtim? By the halacha of wearing klayim, why do you need it for? What do you mean? Didn't we just say that that tells you the laws of shatnez, that it's that mixture tzemer pishtim, because we refuted Rav Papa, and we don't, and it's not extra words, because the extra words we learned out the head of klayim betzitzis is from shatnez. Says Taisis, because the following question, because the mendechsev ubegi klayim shatnez layal alecha. There's a different pasuk. There's two concepts of the prohibition of wearing klayim. There's wearing klayim levisha, and then there's halal, which is just not to even put it over yourself. In that other pasuk of Allah, it says ubegid. Now shamin and the chal begodim tzemer pishtim. We know that every garment means tzemer pishtim. So then why do you need a pasuk to say by levisha's klayim that you shouldn't wear shatnez tzemer pishtim if you already know it from the word begid of halal? So Tais of Yisrael, what you could say is, because the Havimina, I would have thought to say, the Dafka Halah, yes, specifically by Halah, that's where the Halacha is, by Tzemer Pishim and not other fabrics. Avah B'Levisha, but by wearing, which is more severe because you have really more pleasure, called Tremini Asiri, I would have thought to say that all two types of fabrics that are mixed together are going to be forbidden. Therefore, we have to say explicitly Tzemer Pishim by the Issa of Levisha to say that, no, the prohibition is only by Tzemer and Pishim. Now, moreover, Taisa says, "V'hashta lek lemeim l'tanu b'rishma." Now, according to the Gemara's conclusion, we can't say, according to Tanu b'rishma, the Taisi shatnes mahalah, that no, maybe you could learn that from halah, from Gzeirah Shava, that both of them say the word shatnes, and therefore I would know, and I don't need the word semer pishtim. By levisha, because I would know it from halah, you can't say that. K'damu b'rishugi di b'yavamas, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Sugi Yavamas, Avdam and Beis, that we would know it from there. Because as we mentioned before, earlier in Taisis, Dahashto, because now according to the Gemara's conclusion, Itzuch Shatnez Lefnuye. You can't use the word Shatnez as Exershah, because it's necessary for a different purpose, to be extra word, Lemidrash Muchen, to tell you that you should expound the Pasuk nearby of Tzitzis to be Matu Tzitzis B'Klaim. And therefore, V'loy Mufne Lemidrash Min Exershah, therefore it's not extra to learn Exershah from it. And again, therefore, that's why we said it has to say Tzemer Pishtim by Levisha, and you cannot learn enough from Exershah from Allah. Now, the next taste of the Masl, which also belongs really in Amen Aleph, is Rav Papa Amra. Rav Papa said it, which taste comes to explain that Rav Papa was a student of Rava. Therefore, it was appropriate to say that the one who said the teaching in the name of Rava made this mistake. And that is, the Gemara had brought this whole discussion regarding the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel that the Gemara is bringing, that it disagrees with the prior Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. That Rava says that, no, actually they're not disagreeing. And the difficulty with that was that the Gemara said that one of the Ravim himself earlier said that Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tan Rabbi Shmuel, they do disagree in regards to Gimel Tfachim, if it's Mekabel Tama. Only Rabbi Shimon Elazar held that's Mekabel Tama by Shabbat God. Tan Rabbi Shmuel held it's not going to be. And yet the one over here says it is going to be. So how could he say the same thing? Says the Gemara that the truth is, and there was two approaches. One approach was that Rav retracted. And the other approach is that the Gemara says, you're right. That truthfully is, Rava can't say what we're saying over here. This that recorded over here from Rava was actually Rav Papa and wasn't Rava. So Taisa says that ultimately we even see Rav Papa was rejected. So Taisa is asking a question and he's saying it in the answer. He says, Loi boy lemei me didn't want to say. Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak Gamra, oh, it's Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak who said it. The Amar Af called that he says that, oh, he says that Av Kol is Lasuya Tzitzis, is coming to include that we're running to the laws of Tzitzis, and therefore that doesn't reject the other halacha, meaning to say that it was him that said it, that it's not coming to include other garments of Mekabel Tumah. It was just regarding the meaning it wasn't for the law of Shrutz, and rather it was for the law of Tzitzis, which that would have been another approach, not like our Papa says, let's say it's regarding Kalayim. So as Taisa, no, the reason why the Gemara didn't want to do this because the in litais ula hachlev divi rabba of Nachman. You can't make that mistake and switch and say by mistake they thought that rabba was we said the name of rabba was really of Nachman because they were very very meticulous in the transmission of the oral law. Ella bra papa. The one thing as the Gemara could give such an approach was that the one who said over the teaching made a mistake. It really wasn't rabba. It was really a papa. Why? Because shal yitamida. Because a papa was the student of rabba. Umalach akrab and he was the rashiva after him. When Rav Papa would say a teaching, they didn't know, were they saying over on his own? Or was it something that he learned in front of his Rebbe? And therefore, it makes sense to say that it could have been such a mistake that they said it was Rav, because Usually when the Siddur was teaching, it was from his Rebbe, from Rabba. But that Sigma says no, because that rejects the previous teaching of Rabba, and therefore it's really a Papa, not Rabba, and therefore the Gemara only gave that proposition that it was a Papa, and not the other approach the Gemara brings to say that it wasn't Rabba, that it was really Rav Nachman, because they wouldn't have mixed up Rabba and Rav Nachman.